neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Counting that is mentioned in the parasha, that the Am Yisrael will be counted, and not only that, they were notarized by the letters of the name of Hashem in their families, such as Hayimni, Hayitzri, Hashilmi. So the letters of the Hey and Yud was added to their families. So now here we have a family, it's called Yetzer. It says the Yetzer Mishpachat Hayitzri. Leshilem Mishpachat Hashilmi. So now here is very interesting that the name, it rings a bell. It says Leyetzer Mishpachat Hayitzri, Leshilem Mishpachat Hashilmi. So I saw Rabbi Yechiel Mizelotchov Zatzad, and also I saw Rabbi Yaakov Abu Chatzira Zecher Tzadikim VeKadoshim Nivracha Zechutam Maren Aleinu. So here in the Yetzer, actually, you can learn like a Yetzer Hara. So here it's in the Yetzer, Mishpachat HaYitzri. So now, as you know, Yetzer Hara has many names.
So now, what the names of Yetzer Hara is what? You know what the name of Yetzer Hara is?
Has many names. So one of the names of Yetzer Hara is? You know Yetzer Hara? So no, Chas V'Shalom. No. So he has many names. What is the name of Yetzer Hara? Sunflower seeds. Yeah, sunflower seeds.
So now when you start eating sunflower seeds, when do you stop?
You don't stop
till you finish the bag. Yeah. Right? Yes? So now here, the code is, it says, Le'yetzer Mishpachat HaYitzri. What does it mean? That means, when you say the Yetzer Hara, you listen to it, it doesn't leave you alone.
Yeah. It's like a sunflower seed. You have to finish it up.
So now, it's very interesting that, let's say, you come home very late, right? So now you have a choice, you're very tired. What is tired? You're sleepy, you know, you want to go to bed. And also you're hungry. So you have a choice to go to the bed or go to the freezer and have some ice cream. Which one you do?
Ice cream.
Go to bed. Ice cream. Of course, what's the question?
You take the ice cream to bed.
Come on. So now you let go of the bed, you're tired. Go to bed. So now. You say, no, but also I have a craving for ice cream. So which one you do?
Ice cream.
Ice cream. So now. So how do you feel in the morning?
Excellent.
Good.
Terrible. So now, if you go to the bed, how do you feel in the morning?
Terrible, hungry.
Excellent.
That's terrible, hungry.
Right. But here, see, it's all other than lecture. It says, oh, Chas V'Shalom, then you're going to give up the ice cream? How could it be? Chalila v'chas. So now here, that's the call. It's Le'yetzer Mishpachat HaYisri. But Le'shilem Mishpachat HaShilmi.
That means if you mitkaper, so no, I'm not going to gain by eating the ice cream. Right? I'm going to gain. The Yetzer Hara doesn't let you. So exactly,
the whole psychology Yetzer Hara is, he says, you finish the half of bag of potato chips. The other half you're going to let go, finish it up.
He doesn't let you. You say, no, Hara, what do you gain? You ate the half. Yo, if you don't eat the other half, what's gonna you get? Exactly.
Yeah, to finish it up. Finish it up.
Right.
Yeah.
Insane.
So now here, that's the whole point. So
Le'yetzer, when you give it the little finger, it takes the whole hand. Yeah, the whole hand gets.
Why? Because that's how it makes you believe. say, there's no hope for you. But these are the sunflowers and potato chips. These are, you know, simple examples. But there are other, maybe,
Hasu Shalom, wrongdoing that Yisra Halak convinced you either to do it or you have done it already. So he says,
so now, even though you pull out right now, what are you going to gain? What are you going to gain? You going to gain anything? Let's say somebody's driving on the freeway. Then he sees the freeway is clear. So now,
when the freeway is clear, what do you do?
Go as fast as you can.
As fast as you can. Right?
Yeah.
So, you know, let's have some boost, right? So now you see all of a sudden it lights up behind you, the red color, blue color, you know, and there's a little
music also behind you. So what do you do now?
Go even faster.
That's it.
You know, what difference does it make? He's going to write the ticket. So let's
Let's iron the excitement. That's exactly the quote here. What does it say? That's what it is. Le'yetzer mishpacha la'yisri.
And that's what exactly the whole awareness week. Happened to be Admor that used to in Russia.
You know what they call in Russia? They call Shahim. They call him Russia. Yeah.
So he used to get up early in the morning and break the ice, go to Litpol. Yeah, ice, you know. So
one day his grandson said, Saba, where are you going? He said, I have to take a walk. So I want to come with you. No, this is too cold. He said, no, I want to come.
She said, okay, come. So the grandson, you know, goes with the grandfather. Says all of a sudden, he stopped somewhere, broke the ice, went inside the water. What is this?
So the grandson wanted to see, you know, how does the water feel. So he touched all this. See, Saba, how do you do this? Mouths are freezing. It's, you know, you become frozen, become a popsicle.
So the grandfather told the son, I'd like to teach you a very important lesson you others should have in mind. You know, what's the difference between
Avraham Mitzvah? What's the difference between doing the wrongdoing and doing the good thing? The difference here is, when you do Avraham,
you say, then afterwards, you say, ooh. But when you do Mitzvah, first you do, and then you say, that's the difference. Anytime the Yisrael tells you, you feel good, for sure you should know, later you're gonna,
so you call them, when you wanna go, make yourself a whore, go to the freezing water, first,
what kind of feeling gives you? No, but what? We're touching that caution. What kind of feeling gives you when you want to make yourself tahor? Chills you. But when you come out, what kind of feeling gives you? Such a peace. And that's how it is.
You might have to know anytime that it shows you an opening and
you feel comfortable and you feel that you're having enjoyment, for sure you should not. This is Mishpachat Yitzri.
But any time that there's a reward, it's very difficult. It's tough. Sometimes it becomes impossible. But this is Shilem, the Mishpachat
HaShilmi. Then the reward is going to be collected and get the interest. But Chas v'Shalom, this Yetzer.
It doesn't let you to stay awake.
No.
Put you to sleep. Put you to sleep.
And Chas v'Shalom, you wake up. Yeah. Hashem Yizakenu, to stay right awake. Mizrach Hashem, always have the chill first and the comfort. Not Hasu Shalom, the other way around.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.